The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. Am I a doctor? Dr. Dave's. Did he get the doctorate? Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but Ecclesiastes chapter 3 teaches there's a time to laugh. Are you laughing? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We hope before this show's over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Well, I got to do something. Well, you know, something. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thing right there, listen to this question. It's a really good question. Which person was or is the most influential in your Christian walk? Now wait, have you encouraged them or their family? In other words, whoever was pivotal for you in the walking with the Lord, you mean it can span 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, have you encouraged them or their family if they're not with us anymore? That's my question. In other words, be a blessing to those who have been a blessing to you. How about that? That's pretty straightforward. Have you done that? You should do that. That's a good idea. Listen, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness, but this is what we have. We have the phones that may be fixed. Maybe. And we do have somebody on the line, which is hilarious. So we're going to see if it actually works. It has to do with some buttons here on our end. You know, power buttons and stuff like that. Anyway, I do want you to be aware that to reach us, the way to do that is you call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. I could use about 9,000 of those. Anyway.
Right. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. So we're going to do now. Listen, I want you to be praying for Jacob. He's got to be working tomorrow as well. He's taking over the whole station today. Jennifer's on a little bit of an R&R. We wish her the best, of course. We're going to get to that call in a second, but I just want you to be aware to get in touch with us, that 972 972- 445-0770 number. You can also text us. Don't forget that. So if you're in San Diego, like right now, let's say you're in San Diego and it's, we hope for you, it's nice weather right now. It should be. Well, that is awesome. And it's also 11:36 right there in San Diego. It's 12:36 in Denver. It's 1:36 in Dallas. It's 2:36 in Detroit. We have no idea what time it is on the sun. I don't think anybody's watch can survive that process. But you can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice still coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, david@hemusincrease.org. Somebody's been waiting on the phone patiently. God bless them. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, good afternoon, Sergio.
Hello, Sergio, my friend. Hey, you know what? You sound normal in your voice. So I'm excited because that means our phones might be working.
Well, I thought you were going to mention something because I'm a little bit under the weather.
Oh.
I don't know if I sound normal or not.
What do you got? What do you got? What's going on? What's the sickness?
Oh, no, it's not. It's just this change of this moodiness in weather, you know, hot, like 92 at one day and then 57, you know, a couple of days after that. I think that finally caught up to me.
Yeah, you know, that's true. A lot of people who live in places like Seattle, there's a lot larger amount of depression. They get a lot more rain. It's a lot more gloomy. I mean, that's just a truth. It's like, wow, that's just bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's wild.
Hey, David. So I've got something I want to bounce off of you. I think you've been with me. I think I've been very upfront about what I've been, where I'm at in my Bible journey. So I'm still in Exodus, and I just really wanted your take on this because this was an observation I had these last couple of days. I've been reading, but the fact that Moses is an Old Testament person, right? The fact that he was just like he was hanging out, you know, he was hanging out with the Father, right?
Right.
And the fact that the Father, and forgive me if I chop up the story because you probably know it better than I do, but you know, God is at a mount, or he's at the mount, and then all it is like clouds or something, and then it says that Moses walked in, like he just walked in, and he was there for like 40 days or 40 nights or something like that. And I thought, I think to myself, like, man, what courage, what bravery, what passion, what zeal. And my question to you, David, is where do you, as someone who is Christ-like, what do you hang on to say, hey, this is my faith. This is the zeal that I have. This is the passion that I have. I'm going to go for it because I know it's true. And that's basically all I have. Aside from that, David, thank you for all you do. I'm going to get my NCAA basketball on this weekend, and have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Likewise.
Okay. All right. First of all, the good news for the listeners right now is it does appear, I will say this right off the bat, it does appear as though, I don't know if everybody can notice that, but the sound sounded good, right? We got our phones back. We don't want to tell.
Fingers crossed it keeps up, but yeah keeps so up. Far so good.
We don't want to tell everybody what we did to get there, so let's just move on. Okay, all right. So we'll discuss that another time.
Very complex.
Yeah, very very complex. On, off, on, off. Anyway, let's move on from that. Bottom line. So what basically is being asked by Sergio is okay. And again, I have to say this, and I love Sergio, but I have to say this, and it's like Christ like me, nah. And I mean that as in, like, you guys get to see the best of me on the air, and I appreciate that. I mean, I love that the Lord gives me that space and gives me that distance. If you saw the worst of me, like my wife, it's not that you wouldn't love me, but that old saying, don't meet the people that you look up to, that's kind of, there might be some truth in that. I mean, there's a lot in me that's not that great, and I have no problem telling anybody that. That's the truth. But there is a desire, and I do have this sincere desire to have a passionate connection with the Lord. I really want that. And so he's asking a question. So there's the Lord in the cloud. Moses is up there. He spends 40 days. As most of you know, his at one point in one of these encounters, his face shone so much. In another encounter, he's like, yeah, I don't think it's enough. I need more of you. And so you're going to have to show me more of you, because if you're not going to show me more of you, I just don't know if I can keep going. And so there's this encounter. What this is the connection between the creator and the creation. And what we have to do as Christians, using the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Now, Moses had access because he was the chosen, or the specific chosen one to lead the people of Israel. So he was going to need a whole bunch more. But now, God spoke to us in the past then, but in Hebrews it makes it clear. Now he speaks to us through Jesus Christ. Just like on the Mount of Transfiguration, where there's Moses, New Testament, Elijah and Jesus, and the Father says, listen to my son, listen to him. And so we understand now it comes through Jesus. Jesus is the authority over the word, over the law, over the prophets. Jesus is the actual word that we are supposed to go by. What drives us, or what should drive us, and I'll say that, is number one, there is not one thing in God that, and this is truth, there's not one thing in God that he wants it to be bad for you. In other words, God always has your best interests in mind, and we don't believe that. And I'm just going to say it because it's true for many people who walk. And at different times of my life, I think it's true too. And I came out of that rotten church. I was not thinking, boy, God really wants the best for me. That's not typically how you walk into that. That's not typically how you understand that. When you're going through the fire, when the water is up to your neck, it doesn't appear that it's all the best for you. But believing the truth that God actually not only has he loved you, but he loves you and will always love you and wants nothing but the absolute best for you because he loves you, believing that truth is the first core to taking the first step into the cloud. You have to believe. I'm not talking about, you know, when you first believed in the Lord, when I first believed in the Lord, was it not just, you know, for many people, not for everybody, but for many people, was it not just awesome to think, somebody loves me. Somebody loves me. I'm forgiven. Oh, I'm so glad. I wanted to take all that stuff in my life and, you know, curl it up in a ball and throw it out. I wanted to do that for so long. Well, in Jesus Christ, we get to do that. What happens for many Christians is they start walking with the Lord and growing in the Lord, and then they start to recognize that some of the things that they have done, are doing, and will ultimately yet do, are really contrary. And then there's a fight that goes on between the old man and the new man, and we think, oh, gosh, I hope the Lord doesn't – he's not displeased. I hope it doesn't – you know. And so we lose a little bit of courage because we focus on what we're struggling with, and we're not focusing on that step one, which is he loves you. He's passionate about you. He spent the blood of Jesus Christ to buy you. So instead of you and I thinking, well, it's like this is the value that God puts on you and I. Listen to what I'm saying to you. The blood of Jesus Christ. Is there anything on this planet that has greater value? Well, that's what God paid to purchase you, to redeem you. Back from a life of sin, back from a life of rebellion. That's the first step. Moses started to get that. And the more that Moses went in, listen to what I'm going to say. This is what I wrote in the book, The Jewish Christian, the one that I just redid. The more, and it's even talked specifically about this. I talk about this in the introduction. The more that Moses went in, the more he discovered that he wants even more, that it's not enough, that he longs for. And one of those great truths. And Sergio asked about this last week about the book, The Pursuit of God. And one of those chapters, Tozer starts off the book by saying, "As the deer panteth for the flowing brook, so my soul longs for you, O Lord." That's where you want to get your faith. You want to get it to that place. And the reason is because before you get it there, it's a lot of rules and regulations. When you get it there, it becomes a relationship. And then you're like, now I got to spend time with you, Lord. I miss you. I miss that separated time. I miss that element. And what I'm trying to tell you is the more you enter into fellowship with God, the more you want that fellowship. The more you want to hear, the more you want to know. And the reason, the second truth, is because being your creator, he and you are his creation, everything you want and need is in the framework of your connection to your creator. That's why David said in Psalm 23:1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, what's amazing is that he didn't say, "I won't have any needs." He didn't say that. He went way past that. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want anything else. The greatest element that we can have on this planet is the Lord. And so step one is the truth of his love. And then step two is understanding that by connecting with your creator, you find your existent purpose. Not just your, you know, I got to pay bills and I got to do this and I have a family and I have parents and children and siblings and all this stuff. None of that. You find out why there's breath in your lungs. Much, much deeper. And then ultimately, as you have confidence in God's absolute love for you, and I mean, I know a lot of us are like, well, I know he loves me, but then we'll say, but then he doesn't like me. That proves that you don't know he loves you. Just so you can know that. If you think God loves you but doesn't like you, you don't know his love. In fact, that is, in fact, one of the key verses. I just want to point this out. I got to do it. And I had this open. My Bible's already open. I can have, well, actually, Jacob can't testify because he didn't see it. But here's already open right here, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. My ribbon in my Bible, this is right here on this one, I have my New Spirit-Filled Life, New King James Bible. That is what it's open to. And then verse 19 highlighted in yellow, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. That love, and then that courage to step into the cloud, and then that message or that contact you have that then draws upon your spirit, well, you want more, and I want more. And here's the third thing that you're going to think, well, you kind of already said it, but no, I really want you to read this as the third thing. I really do, okay? Number one, believing the truth about the love of God. Number two, the more you connect with the Creator, the more you become alive. Number three, get ready. He wants you. That's the one that skips. God wants your fellowship. If he didn't, he wouldn't have coordinated to have man have the opportunity for redemption. He wants you. Stop thinking of yourself in those terms that the world throws at you, or that the mirror throws at you, or that the enemy throws at you, or that your flesh throws at you. God wants you. If he didn't want you, you wouldn't be one of the elect. Just as this simple. Big political times coming up. God voted for you. The only difference is when God votes, that's the result, and he doesn't change his vote. Get it? That's what it is. The courage is based on the love, on the understanding that there's sustaining life in your connection with your Creator, and that he wants you. Rock and roll with that, Sergio. It will change your life, brother. I promise. Here is your first trivia question. Okay, this is a who is this question. Here's the first one, and then we're going to do a couple of different styles today. I had children when I was 500 years old, and I made a really big ark. Who am I? Am I Noah? Am I Methuselah, or am I Jesse? Listen to that one. That's a good one. I had children when I was 500 years old. Okay, Genesis 5:32. I made a really big ark. Who am I? Am I Noah? Am I Methuselah, or am I Jesse? So you got Genesis 5:32 and Genesis 6:13 and 14. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website. On the website is really cool stuff, but I'm not going to make my announcement yet. I'm going to have to wait till next week because I made a boo-boo. You know what was the problem with Yogi Bear? You know, you hear what happened to Yogi Bear? He had a boo-boo. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is go to the website. Tons of stuff up there, plus an opportunity to give, and we love it. I want to thank. We've had some new givers come in this month. Thank you all. Now, I don't see the amounts and stuff, but I just want to thank everybody. From the lowest to the largest, it's all a blessing from the Lord. And from the depth of my heart, I so thank you. Check out the stuff on the website. It's very encouraging. That's the design. Here it is. I'll keep it super simple. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Like I said, I need one of those. I need that for some cheese and for some deli meat. there won't be a counter. That's, you're right about that. You slice that and it's going right through the counter. But just think how thin that meat could be. Right?
Yeah, you just hear a loud crash and then Noel goes, "What was that?" And you're like, "Nothing."
Nothing. Nothing. Remember, we're renting. All right, anyway.
You might need a new kitchen table.
All right, here's your trivia question. I was 500 years old when I had children. I had children, and I made this really big ark. Who am I? Genesis 5:32, Genesis 6:13 and 14. Am I Noah? Am I Methuselah? Or am I Jesse? If you want to reach out to us, the phones are working. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I really think it's important. I think that Sergio asked that question. He was just wondering. He's hungry to know. But I think there's some people that really need to recognize some of the things that were spoken as powerful truth that will really help you. The courage to go into the cloud is certainly first and foremost based on the truth that God loves you. That's number one. Number two, the closer you connect to your Creator, the more life you find. And number three, and this truth has just escaped so many people, the Lord wants you. I mean, he wants to hang out with you. He wants to spend eternity with you. He wants you to know that you're wanted. I mean, if you're going to be wanted by somebody, being wanted by the Lord seems to be a excellent place to be. Yes? Okay. We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. We're on a little tight time, but we'll get it done. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Vivian.
Hello, Vivian. How are you?
Cool. Thanks. I'm fine. Nice to hear your voice on the phone.
Oh, that's so good. Is this the first time you're calling?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
The answer is Noah. It's like super easy.
Super easy. The answer is Noah. Now, if you want, I can give you a little bit tougher one right behind that. How do you say all that in Hebrew?
Oh, gosh, that is tough. I don't know. Moshe isn't that Moses? That's the best I could do.
That was pretty good, though. Good for you. That was good.
That's all I know. Well, anyway, good to talk to you. I know you're in a hurry, so am I, but I thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. Call anytime, please. Okay?
Thanks.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. See how fun that is? See? You just called. They got a new caller. That's so wonderful, Vivian called. I love that. That's somebody else. Now, listen, everybody else in the audience, right? Now, listen. That's another person to add into your prayer list. I mean, that's it, right? That's how you do it. And we bear one another's burdens. You want to pray, oh, Lord, bless her. Bless her. In fact, I'll tell you what happened today. And I can testify this happened today. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. See, these are two things that happened today that are just almost, I can't wait to get home and write the praise, right? I was praying for Ronnie Lumiel. And I was just, oh, Lord, heaven for Ronnie. Hope he's doing well. Bah, 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 bah. And Ronnie called and left me a message on the phone today. I'm telling you, this is the Lord is with us. We just need to be connected to one another and just be loving on him and let him love on us. Okay, we got to take our break. If you're in San Diego, Denver, or Detroit, go to hemustincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, just hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So the situation for the woman turned out to be fine. But remember, he's there with Jairus, and Jairus' daughter is dying. Verse 35, while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." This is a situation for Jairus that went from worse to the worst. All right, you know how we said it can go from bad to worse? We were talking about that. Well, it can go from bad to worse to the worst. And this is the worst. The guy's daughter died.
Oh, she wasn't just really sick.
She died dead. And they even said to her, "What? There's no point in talking to this guy anymore. This is over. Situation done." And that's how a lot of us process. Situation done. But then Jesus does what Jesus does because he's so amazing. He overheard what they said to him. They didn't say it to Jesus. They said it to the guy. They said it to Jairus. Right? And they said to him, "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." There are three things that you can't miss this. Number one, Jesus is telling the guy whose daughter just died, ignore them. It's like, can you imagine? Okay. The doctor just pronounced her dead. Yeah, ignore that guy. What? He's the doctor. Ignore that guy. That's just like the blind man who are like, people are telling him, be quiet, stop it, stop it. And he shouts out all the more. It's at some point you just got to ignore any external noise that hasn't been sanctioned by God and just go, I'm not paying attention to that.